The school year is going by, Ryan, fast. Man, already October, November, December, that first semester is going to be done here before you know it.
Yeah, we're a couple weeks from being halfway through, so it is. It's crazy.
And both camp, all the campuses, not just McCook and North Platte, but all those campuses are doing well, aren't they?
They really are. You know, it's been a great fall so far, and we're looking forward to the remainder of the semester.
All right, you had a public hearing, first of all, a lot of this dealing with budget, but a public hearing to kick things off.
Yep, so we have to have our annual public hearings for the board to have a chance to provide their input to our budgeting and the tax request, and so we did kick that off there at 6:30 and had our property tax request, and so Mike went through all the numbers for each of the funds, for the general fund and the capital fund, and then immediately following that, we went into the budget hearing, and same thing, he kind of goes through all the revenues and expenses and where we're going to end at the end of the year if we all receive everything and spend everything. And so just to summarize for our listeners, the budget for the 23-24 year was the last that it'll look like this, because next year's going to change, but our total overall operating budget for all funds was down about 4.77%, and so the thing is with that one, it really did. The capital fluctuations based on projects really have a huge impact on that piece. So last year we obviously had the Health and Science Center, which was being completed. This year we have the Event Center in McCook, how about the East Campus project going on. And then towards the end of the year we'll have the Electrical Technology Building coming into to the North Campus of North Platte. So just depending on when those construction contracts come in, which really has a big impact on that budget. So overall, budget's going to be down about 4.77%. General fund will be up about 4%. But again, total overall with the capital change will be down about 4.77%. Across all 18 counties, our valuation went up 7.59% on average. And so the board did elect to reduce the tax rate by 4.53%. And so when everything shook out, the property tax request was increased by about 2.7%. And so that will be the 23-24 year. And what changes then moving forward with LB 243 is if the state is able to fund the Community College Future Fund as they had proposed there this last session for next year, our tax request will be limited to the 2-cent capital moving forward. So that is for the good news of the taxpayer, but I also want to let them know that with this levy that we set, with that LB 243, that when they pay these taxes in 2024 and then file their income tax return in the spring of 2025, all of these taxes will be available, eligible for a 100% tax refund, income tax refund. So that is something that taxpayers, if they pay property taxes, they need to make sure they file their income tax return to take advantage of the tax refund.
Gotta love budget time, don't you?
Crazy, but yep, I've been doing it for more than 20 years, and so it's just part of the process.
And we'll get to that more in action items coming up here in just a little bit. And open forum first, you had both your student trustees from both campuses introduced to the board, didn't you?
We did. So Reese Holly from Torrington, Wyoming. He's a basketball player, women's basketball player for North Platte, and so she's going to serve as the North Platte student trustee in here. And then we have Gracie Nelson, her native of McCook, is also serving in that capacity for McCook. And so great to have them on the board. They get to be here, you know, for a year and really just provide that student voice at the board meetings. And so it was nice to get them introduced and kind of let them know that the expectations are that while they can't vote because they're not elected members, they're just an ex officio voice of the students. And so we obviously want them to participate when we get to that part of the meeting.
You had your first year building construction instructor introduced as well.
Yeah, so Ash Thompson, he's an alum of ours from about 25 years ago. And so he went out and worked in the private sector for several years. And then we actually hired him in our maintenance department in North Platte about 5 years ago. And he has since went into the teaching ranks. And so now he's kind of paying it forward to new students as they're looking to get into the construction field as well. So great to have Ash in front of the board so they can meet him. And I know he's excited and has a great number of students. I think he's within a couple numbers of being full for the fall year. So it was great to have Ash there. And then Moving on down that list, then we have our nursing faculty. We're there in attendance. And so for the first time in our history, we have a 100% NCLEX boards passing rate for both our LPN students and our RN students. We've had years where one or the other has been 100%, but never had both be 100%. So just a feather in their cap, and wanted to make sure that they were congratulated by the board for a job well done of getting those students ready to go and being able to pass their boards so they could become employed in our service area.
And then finally, board member Ernie Mell with a little preview of the upcoming Nebraska Community College Association meeting.
Yep, so we're meeting on Monday in Grand Island, and it's about strategic planning and legislative priorities. And so what do we want to focus on as community colleges together at the unicameral here in the spring? And so it just kind of sets the year in motion for our executive director, so she kind of has her marching orders of what we need her to accomplish and be our voice in Lincoln.
Action items, and again, a lot of that was dealing with the budget again, wasn't it?
Was. So, yep. So, again, after the hearings, separate meeting, and we approved the budget. We approved the property tax request to fund the budget, and then the 1% increase in base limitation, which just allows us to have authority in future years. Again, not knowing if the state will be able to continue to maintain the new funding model or not. If they can't, this allows us to be able to come back at some point and accept the property tax funds that we would have to levy to keep the tuition rates where they're at. So that those top three were all budget related.
Also, the board approved a 5-year contract extension with TransAct. Is that right?
It is. Yep. And so TransAct, when we first started with the credit card processing with Hire One, which has been probably 15, 18 years ago, they've since been acquired by TransAct. But TransAct is our third party credit card processor. They also have expanded and diversified in their offerings. They actually now have our electronic door lock monitoring software, and so we program all of our doors and door locks to key cards, and timing of doors when they can lock and unlock and those types of things is all through TransAct. Our e-markets, and so if someone goes into our website and wants to register for a non-credit class and they pay by credit card, obviously a TransAct has got a touch point there. If they were to buy Sweet Saloon Rolls with Nebraska Land Days and did that through the online portal, that's covered. Team stores, bookstores, or not bookstores, but team stores, and the teams have things they want their fans to be able to buy apparel, they cover that piece as well. So a lot of touch points, a lot of data, but it is one of the costs of doing business, especially with the online registration and payment portals.
Ryan, did I accidentally skip one of those other action items? I think the first four all dealt with the budget, didn't they?
Yep, they did.
Gotcha.
We had bills, budget, and now TransAct. So
there you go. You had the second and final reading of a couple of amended policies?
Yep, and so again, these were ones we've talked about in July and August, sections 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, just aligning, titles and things that we have adjusted to over the years. And then also, you know, a big one is the timing of board meetings. Back in 2020, we moved to the third week versus the fourth week of the month, and so we still had that prior to X date. They were the fourth. We just eliminated some of that outdated language. So nothing of substance, really, just cleanups and consistencies.
In reports, Daniel, director, of course, Daniel is the director of marketing and public information there at the college. He had a recap of the 22-23 annual report.
Yeah, so last night I presented the draft of the 2022-23 annual report to the board. It contains highlights from our academic affairs side of the house and also features brief articles of our 2+2 guided pathways in biology and business, our reaffirmation of accreditation and an update on our strategic plan, as highlights and data from our community campuses and business and community education department, athletic teams, and student and financial data. So just presented that to the board last night as a draft. They have a couple weeks to kind of provide us some feedback on that. And then once that is all done, we get to that date, we'll finalize it for the public.
Cabinet reports, anything there from last night?
Again, we were just kind of celebrating the nursing piece. Jody and I and others are going to go to the Education Leaders Conference here in Kearney in a couple weeks and just present on kind of legislative relations and how, you know, we work with legislature on some things. We did accept the resignation of Wyatt Clark this month, and so hate to see him leave, but congratulations to him to become the new rodeo coach for the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. And so obviously we're looking for a replacement there. Overall, you know, we're getting ready for Fall Enrichment Day. That's where all of our employees across all campuses will come together. We'll be in McCook next Friday for the day. And so just excited to have everybody together for that one day. And then, business as usual.
And then the board, pretty much a closed session after that, some negotiations, then it adjourned shortly after 8 o'clock.
Yep, we did. So Jody had 8 o'clock as the over-under, and I kind of delayed a little bit, so it'd be 8:01 when we got done. So didn't want it to be too right. But nope, good meeting. We got what we need to get done.
And you mentioned the East Campus once again earlier, Ryan. Things are going well. Those guys working each and every day, aren't they?
Really are. So they're bound and determined to get her buttoned up, at least closed in for winter, so the weather doesn't have very much of an impact on them. And then once the ground thaws, they'll come back out and do the parking lot and some other fine grading and get ready to open it next fall.
Daniel, anything else from you, sir?
McCook Community College invites the public to attend homecoming festivities October 20th and 21st. A variety of events including an alumni tailgate, volleyball games, an alumni dinner, and a reunion of the record-setting 1980 volleyball team will take place. For more details, visit our website at mpcc.edu.
And, of course, MCC was hosted, I do believe, yesterday. A lot of the area student councils were in town yesterday.
They did. I think Kelly said they had 14 schools for the RPAC Leadership Day, and so we're excited to be able to host that. As she mentioned, you know, we do a lot with their ball tournaments, volleyball, basketball, and wrestling, and so it's great to get the leadership side and some of the other organizations involved.
Next meeting coming up October 18th right here at McMillan Hall.
We will be there.